Democrat Haley Stevens won re-election in Michigan's 11th congressional district this week, defeating Republican Nick Somberg. She tells WDET's Alex McLennan she's honored to be returning to Capitol Hill.
I plan to be our voice in Washington and a voice of reason and somebody who's not afraid to roll up their sleeves and get things done. And I have a track record of that. I passed 6 bills this term in the minority, and I know I can do something similar next term in Congress.
What are some of your legislative goals that you'd like to get accomplished over the next 2 years?
Well, I'm certainly very focused on our manufacturing economy, our supply chain. We still have a lot of work to do when it comes to de-risking from China and the Chinese Communist Party. In particular, we need to focus on critical minerals, critical materials, everyday components that go into so many goods. And 98% of those get refined in China. We want to make sure that we have secure supply chains. I'm also going to continue working on our education system, standing up for those who are seeking higher education, working to make it more affordable for people. Affordability is on everyone's mind right now, particularly when it comes to the two biggest purchases people make, housing and transportation. There's only so much I can do in terms of market conditions as a member of Congress, but recognizing that good jobs, good employment opportunities make a world of difference for people.
So as we're doing this interview, the House majority is still up for grabs, but the presidency has obviously gone Republican, and so has the Senate. How does that balance affect what you're looking to accomplish in Washington, especially when views don't always align?
Well, one thing that we know about Donald Trump's policies, particularly on tariffs, is that he tends to take a tariff-only approach to industrial policy and economic development. And it doesn't always work. And in fact, it leads to increased costs, not just for the consumer, but for the small business. I had a lot of small businesses in the construction space in particular tell me how worried they were about tariffs because they absorb the costs and then they push them down to their customers. And it really squeezes their business. And so, look, whether I like it or not, I'm going back to Washington, and so is Donald Trump, and I'm not going to rubber stamp him, but I'm going to have to work with him. And I really want to reach out to his administration based on my background of having worked with them in the past on things like USMCA. And again, I did that as a Democrat, not losing sight of my values, not losing sight of workers' rights. We've got to make sure we protect OSHA. We've got to protect the right to organize. If I can help get those points across, it's going to be a lot of pushback, though. I'm not going to deny it. I mean, I'm trying to be optimistic about some of these narrow windows where I might be able to be at the table and help. But on a lot of fronts, we're going to be playing a lot of defense, and we're going to have to make sure that the civil service is protected in these federal agencies. There's a plan that the Trump crew has put forward about getting rid of the Department of Education. And look, we're at a tipping point right now in our governance. We're heading into the year 2025. It's a new marker in time, and we've got to continue to ensure and embrace American leadership. And I don't want to just be in all these battles at home. I am very concerned about the threats from the Chinese Communist Party and the Russian Federation that had kidnapped Paul Whelan, Michigan's hometown son. It's not going to just be tough talk. We've got to meet it with action.
Is there anything the Democrats could have or should have done differently in this election cycle? And is there anything the party has to evaluate before midterms 2 years from now?
Look, there's always this armchair quarterbacking analysis that takes place. And what ends up happening is because you've got the Democrats who love the long-form journalism, love the long-form read on the New York Times or the Atlantic and the like. And it's very intense language that is being written right now. And there's a lot of people concerned about the fate of our democracy. And all I can say to folks is that I, rest assured, am going to do my part. I'm going to do my part to hold the line on our values and our freedoms. And I'm going to do my part to make sure that we get past this. It's certainly a big blow, but I don't want to sit here in armchair quarterback. I got to look at the data, and then I got to figure out how to move forward. And, you know, look, there's a lot of things to be said about Donald Trump's personality. I think his personality is exhausting. I don't know how the people who work for him do it. I'm certainly the farthest thing from his kitchen cabinet, but I do know my role as a duly elected member of Congress, and I'm going to have to continue to do the work on behalf of the people of Oakland County.
That was Michigan's 11th Congressional District Representative Haley Stevens speaking with WDET's Alex McLennan. Stevens won re-election over Republican challenger Nick Somberg this week.